What It Takes, Fighting for My Life and My Love of the Game. Written and read by Mark Hertzler. Dedicated to the 12 million new cancer warriors each year who are searching for hope in the face of fear. Don't ever stop fighting because you are stronger than you know and you all have what it takes. Introduction. Let me tell you what it feels like to hit someone. First of all, it's silent. Or at least for me it is. I don't hear the sound of bodies colliding, the rumbling thunder of the impact. The first sound I hear is the deep thud of my opponent's body hitting the ground, followed by gasps as he struggles for air. Maybe it's the adrenaline that blocks out the sound, or maybe it's my euphoria at delivering the hit. Either way, it's silent. A good hit is also strangely effortless. If I do it right, it feels like the man I'm hitting evaporates into me. There's no resistance, only the purity of my own movement and momentum. Many of the guys I hit stand 3 or 4 inches taller and outweigh me by 20 to 50 pounds, but none of that matters. A perfect hit absorbs the extra mass and feels like nothing at all. Like the time I drove my right shoulder into the chest of a 300-pound tight end so perfectly flush that his arms flailed forward and his head snapped back, his helmet unbuckled and sailed into the air. His body recoiled like a crash test dummy, and his feet were the last thing to hit the turf. And I didn't hear or feel a thing until it was all over. For much of my life, I've been a football player. My position, linebacker. Physically devastating another man's body is my job description. It is also something I truly love doing. To be honest, I can't say I've ever felt guilty about inflicting pain on the football field.